profiling some of the region's excellent educators. This is Jen Keller. Jen, thanks so much for joining us here today. First of all, we want to know how you got involved in teaching.
Well, I'm that person who always knew what they wanted to be when they grew up. So I used to come home from school and play school. And if you look at my high school yearbook, it highlights that I aspire to be a teacher. I'm one of those lucky ones that just always knew what I wanted to do.
Well, that's the big step when you're younger, right? Knowing what you want to do. how did you, what have you gotten out of this experience so far?
That's a hard question. I mean, there's so much you get out of teaching. For one, I feel like you get a lot of learning. And I always tell my students that I learn from them as well. And we are a team. And there's always opportunities to learn. And teaching allows us to grow and learn each day. So definitely not a mundane job. It's always different and changing every day. And, of course, I get a lot of joy and satisfaction. Some days the rewards are obvious and you celebrate each success. And that's exciting to share with your kids. But some days the rewards aren't as obvious, but you still get satisfaction when you reflect and figure out, you know, what could have been different, or you realize that a lesson may have gone not as gone as planned, or students struggled in some way, but your efforts did something for someone, and that's satisfying, and just the fact that teaching touches people's lives, so that brings a lot of joy.
And what has been some of the biggest challenges that you face?
Well, I think clearly COVID-19 has presented many challenges for all of us, regardless of what job that you are doing. But in the teaching field, for me personally, it's been a huge learning curve. Learning different platforms to deliver curriculum and help various needs of my students and their families. I have students who are in class, of course, but I also have a few who are not, so I need to be sure that I'm reaching their learning needs, whether they're learning digitally or non-digitally from home. And it's also been challenging with respect to my lessons and activities, because with social distancing parameters, it's difficult in class. I mean, I certainly can't teach in the natural manner that I'm used to, so it's hard not being close with the kids, or I wish I could be more, you know, hands-on or interactive with group lessons that I'm used to, but it's challenging, but it's definitely a learning experience.
And what advice would you have for people interested in becoming a teacher?
Well, lots of things I could give, but I thought of three things, actually. Like, number one, I think getting comfortable with technology and digital platforms is a great piece of advice, because I see this moving forward in teaching now that we've needed to use this due to the pandemic. And I think it's really important to learn to be adaptable and flexible and open to new ideas and change, because teaching is an on-your-toes job. Like, there's no 2 days that are the same, like I said before. So there's a lot of demands and decisions that you are making, like, on the spot. And so time management and stress management are really important. And then thirdly, I think I would give advice that it's important to collaborate with your team teachers or like grade teachers, because in teaching, it's really easy to slip into your own world, the four walls of your classrooms, and we're not always good at delegating or asking for help.
And finally, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
I think I'm most proud of the leadership opportunities that I've been asked to take on. Over the last couple of years, I have filled in on administrative roles, and most recently, a couple of years ago, I filled in as an acting vice principal role, and I'm proud of that accomplishment because I was pushing myself out of my comfort zone of the regular classroom and jumping into that role quite quickly and unexpectedly, so I think I'm proud of that accomplishment of achieving that.